Welcome to the Life Church STL podcast. Wherever you're joining us from, we hope this message encourages and inspires you. Thanks for listening and enjoy today's message.
I'm going to be speaking about surrender today. And these next 2 weeks, we'll be speaking in this series, Something Better. And what it's about is that there's something better than what we can see. There's something better than we can actually wrap our minds around. Something better than our physical eyes can actually even comprehend. Because something better is the something that God has. It's the something that he is planning, that he is doing. And we may not be able to see it or understand it right now, but what he has is better than we can possibly even wrap our minds around. What he has is better than we could possibly understand or see with our eyes. But what I'm going to speak about today is those things come in our surrender. Those things come in our giving up control, surrendering ourselves to him. And in 2 Corinthians, it said that Christ died. It says Christ died for all. That those that live might no longer live for themselves, but live for him. See, before we even thought about surrendering, before we even thought about giving our lives to God, he gave his life. He died for us before we even had a chance to think about surrendering to him, because he knew we would need him. He knew that he had to come to bring us out of the mess that we were in. The definition of surrender is an act of yielding or resigning your life or the possession of something into the power of another, to give up or yield to the influence. See, surrendering is to give up ourselves to God. It's to yield to his influence. See, so many times we are allowing ourselves to influence our life, if you will. Ourself, our mind, to control what is going to happen, that we know what's going to happen, or we know what we should do to make this thing happen. But in reality, the thing that is better, the something better, is going to be when we give up or we yield ourselves to him. Because that stuff, that something better, is in him. And it's so interesting that we feel like freedom is actually us being able to control our lives. We feel like giving up or surrendering is actually a loss of freedom. And in reality, if you were saying that in a natural sense, yes, if you were to give yourself up to for someone else to control you, yeah, you would lose your freedoms because you'd have to do what they say. But the thing is that with God, giving up or surrendering to him is true freedom, because everything that we need and everything that we could possibly want or desire actually comes from him and is in him. So if you go down this path with me, whenever I try to control myself, I actually don't have everything that I need, so I am limiting what can happen in my life. Giving myself control is giving up the freedom of all the things that God actually has. And because I don't have them, he's got them. And we've got to change our mind and our perception on this. This thinking that if I could just do what I want, everything's going to be fine. But I don't know about you. I know about myself that I don't have everything that I need. I don't have all the strength. I don't have all the intelligence. And even to go as far as say, I don't have all the finances. But you know who's got the finances? God does. He knows what we need, and he will supply. As much as I think I know what I need, I still don't even know exactly what I need. Right. And so when I try to control it myself, there's not freedom there because I don't know really what freedom is. But surrender to him is true freedom. He's got it. He knows exactly. He knows exactly what we need. In Romans 12, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Man, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. You know what mercies are? See, grace is God giving us himself, or giving us what we need, even though we didn't earn it or deserve it, right? That's grace. He's lavishing us with all of his goodness, even though I didn't deserve it. That's what grace is. What mercy is him not giving me what I did deserve, which is punishment, which is living a wretched life. I didn't earn anything. What I should get is living in what my previous self walked in. Yeah. His mercy is him not giving me what I really deserved.
Yeah, that's so good. Thank you.
And it's saying here, I beseech you. I beseech you. I urge you. I beg you. I plead with you. See, it's interesting because he could have said, you have to do this. But in this way, and he says, brethren, I come before you and just plead with you, family. You're my family. You're my brothers and sisters, and I plead with you. By the mercies of God, because he didn't actually give us what we deserved, that we surrender ourselves, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Can we do that? Because of who he is, because of his mercies, can we present ourselves before him in surrender, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable service? And it's interesting, he says a couple of things, and I don't know if sometimes you can kind of like skip past and not understand exactly what he means. And you know, you got to just take in time to listen. And he says, and do not be conformed to this world. There's a couple of things that he talks about, and it kind of wraps up all of who we are. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. He's saying, surrender your mind. Surrender your knowledge, your thinking, your ability to control your thoughts, your actions, you deciding what you're going to do. Surrender your mind. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Surrender your flesh, your physical body to him. So he's wrapping up all of who we are. And he says that we can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And he doesn't specifically say it, but he's saying we want to get to that will of God. And what you have to do is surrender your will to get to the place where you are in his will. So take your mind and surrender it. Take your body and surrender it. Take that will and surrender it to him. To get to the place where we can have this good, acceptable, and perfect will. And I did this study on this section of scripture, this good, acceptable, of perfect, and perfect will a long time ago. And it's so interesting because, you know, I was like, why does it say good, acceptable, and perfect? And sometimes people are like, well, it's like the okay, then the good, and then the perfect. Yeah, there you go. There's three different wills of God. And that's not what it's saying. What it's saying is good is good. It's right. It's in the right place. It's the will that God has for you. And acceptable means to be pleasing. And when you get into that will of God, that place that he has for you, that good place, the will that he has, it is acceptable. It's pleasing. It's a sweet aroma to him. It's the right thing, so it's right for you, and it's pleasing, and there's joy and satisfaction in it for you, and it's also pleasing and a sweet-smelling aroma to God. And then it says, in the perfect will, you know what that means? To be finished or complete. So it's the right will of God, his will, so that we can get to that place where it's his will and to where it's pleasing to him. And then it's also brought to its completion. And we get there by surrendering. See, sometimes we can even get in the will of God and be there, but it's not brought to its completion because we then take and say, well, I want to do it this way. Or I think this is how it should go. And then all of a sudden, hey, this was the will of God. And maybe at one point it was pleasing and it was a sweet aroma. It was great. Like, it was good. That was where he had you. But it wasn't brought to completion. It wasn't finished. It wasn't brought to the place that God wanted it to be. But present ourselves a living sacrifice. And I find it very interesting that he is in this moment where he says, I beseech you, I urge you. It's almost this like begging, pleading. This is not a moment where, this isn't the law where we're saying, you have to do this or else. Presenting yourselves before God as a living sacrifice or surrendering to him is not something that we do just because we have to. We do it because we want to. And that's why he's urging, he's beseeching, he's saying, you can't just do this because somebody is forcing you to do it. You can't just surrender. I mean, you can. If somebody forces you to surrender, you're going to have to surrender. But he's saying with God, that's not what God wants. What God wants is for us to give him our surrender. He wants us to come before him and lay down our body, our mind, and our will, our soul, just laying it before him. And in this scripture, it's interesting, in chapters 1 through 11, He's laying out this basis of why we should surrender. And, you know, whether Jew or Gentile, it doesn't matter. God has come to save us, to lead us, to guide us. He's come for every single one of us, but he wants us to come. And he comes to this point. And at the end of Romans 11, in verse 33, it says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall not be repaid to him?" And verse 36, "For of him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory." So he's giving us this instruction of who Christ is and what he's done for us, and ends up and he's saying, listen, this last verse of verse 11, in him, through him, for him, it's all him. It's all about him. He's got everything you need. He is everything that you need. So then he's like, so then I'm going to go to this next verse and tell you, please, 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 please present your bodies, present yourself as a living sacrifice before him. Why? Because he's everything. Why would we not surrender to him? Because we don't think he's everything. Because we don't think he's got everything that we need. Might be a little strong, but that's the way that I look at it. If I don't take and surrender myself to him, it's because I think I can do it better. He doesn't have what it takes. I got what it takes. I'm gonna do it myself. He's saying, in him, of him, through him, and to him are all things. Everything is God. Everything's been given by God. Everything's been made by God. Everything you need is in God and from him. So please, please surrender yourselves before him. I don't know. I don't know about you, but I just love that. See, the interesting thing is in surrender, which like a lot of other things, is that, you know, there's never a point we come to where we don't have a thought of doubt. Or maybe that, am I really truly surrendered? Like, have I actually surrendered? And we say, God, I've surrendered myself to you. I've given you everything. But we don't come to a point, just like we don't come to a point where we've learned everything about God. Or we don't need to study the Bible anymore because I've read it 2 or 3 times. So I'm done. You know, we don't come to those places. And in surrender, it says that we give ourselves to him. Because everything is from him. Everything's for him. In 1 Corinthians, it says, if I give everything away, if I die at the stake, but I don't have love, if I don't have love, I gain nothing. It's an interesting statement because he's speaking about all these things that would be giving and surrendering before God. Doing all these things that would be pleasing to God, but don't have love. And I take in this scripture to say that, like, that brings up a question of doubt, like a question of, well, have I actually done everything? Because will I gain anything? Like, is God really going to give me everything that I need? Have I truly surrendered? But I want to tell you that we won't get past this point of truly knowing if we're completely surrendered. We may still have doubts in our mind, but it's okay. It's okay. It's okay for the thoughts to come through your mind that say, have I truly surrendered? I mean, am I being fake? Has what I've done actually been because of me and because I wanted to do it, or is it because God wanted me to do it? Those thoughts may come. But we have to understand that our surrender is before God. We have to understand that as we come before Him and lay ourselves before Him, that it's like, I just think about, you know, when you give something, you get, maybe give somebody some money and you're like, I don't know what they're going to do with it. I don't know if they're going to take it and buy something that I wouldn't want them to buy, or if they're actually needed food. But you know what? God didn't ask you to judge them of what they were going to do with it. He just asked you to give it. And in our surrender, He's asking us just to give it. He's not asking us to figure out exactly what it takes to be at the right place. He's going to lead us in that. He's just asking us to come before Him in surrender. He's asking us to lay ourselves before Him. But what do we need to do? What do we need to do? We need to speak the truth of surrender. We need to speak that out. And I'm not one that likes to, you know, talk to myself in the mirror. So this is a difficult one for me to say. You know, some people like to, like, practice, you know, what they're going to say, and they'll say it aloud, then they'll record it, and they'll listen to themselves and all this stuff, you know. It's not my favorite thing, but what I'm saying is that we need to speak this in our lives. We need to speak it to God, right? Because what comes out of our mouth guides us and leads us. You can say, I'm going this direction, but if you're speaking, I'm actually going to go the other direction, it's not very long before you turn around and go where you're speaking, because your mind and your body is going to line up. Everything's going to be lined up, and you're not going to, I mean, whether you want to or not, you might have started out in this direction, but you're going to be going the other way. Speak this. God, I surrender to You. God, I surrender to Your will. God, I surrender to what You want for me, or what the will that You have for my life. God, I want to be where You are calling me. God, I want to do what You have for me. Speak it out. Express your love to Him. Express your trust for Him. You know, it's funny, and this is a little bit opposite, but whenever the kids were younger, and we had a lady that came to our house and hung out with our kids when they were, like, I guess it was before they, in preschool maybe, and she was a parents' as teachers lady, And she would come and she would just sit on the floor with them and see how they were doing and like kind of assess where they're at before they went into kindergarten and all that stuff. And I was coming down the stairs, Tori, and one of the kids was down in the living room, and our stairs are wood. And so I was coming down, I had socks on, and anybody been walking down wood stairs in socks before? And you hit just the edge of the stair, and I was like not even close to the bottom. Somehow, I stayed upright the whole way down. But the bottoms of my feet went like this. It was like I was skiing down the stairs. And our door is about this far, I don't know, maybe a little bit further, from the bottom of the stairs. Like this, and it hit the floor and slid on the floor, and my whole body smashed into the front door. And when I came down like that and hit the door, and I was just like, and I was like, oh my gosh. I don't know exactly what I said, but the interesting thing was that the parents' as teachers lady, whenever that happened, and she was like, oh my gosh. But she was like, I can't believe that he didn't like cuss all the way down the stairs. Tori's like, well, I mean, you know, we're pastors, that shouldn't really happen. She's like, no, but really, people that say, you know, this or that, that still, whenever something like that happens, things come out that they don't want to come out. And luckily they didn't come out. But what I'm talking about is what comes out of our mouth is from deep inside. When we're speaking what is deep inside. Or if we speak and it's not changed inside, we're speaking it and we're changing what is inside. If we need that change in there, what do? Well, one of the things, it's not like you're like, hey, I'm speaking this into existence, but in a way, you're aligning yourself with what God wants. So it's going to end up happening. When I start speaking that, God, I surrender to you. God, I trust you. God, I love you. God, you have everything that I need. I don't need anything else. God, you are everything. Yeah. Then my soul, my heart, everything lines up with that. That's right. I'm coming into agreement with who God is. We need to act these things out. We say, yes, I'm going to speak that. I'm going to talk the way that I'm supposed to talk. I'm going to talk about who God is and what he wants for me. I'm going to say I'm going to surrender him and all this stuff. We need to act it out too. Like how do we bring ourselves, pull ourselves in this place of surrender with God? Well, you can say that you're going to surrender, but the next step is when God asks you something, are you going to actually do it? Even as simple as like him just telling us or asking us, hey, I want you to speak to that person. I want you to pray for that person. And look, I can tell myself again, I like to talk to people. It's like I want to go around and talk to everybody in the church and say hi and hug them and all this stuff. But whenever I get in a grocery store, you better not talk to me. Just kidding. But that's kind of like, I'm just like a horse with blinders on. It's like, if I don't see him, I don't have to talk to him. I'm just kidding. You might be thinking I'm like rude and mean, but I'm not. But you know what I'm saying? When I'm out and like, just like going, you know, Tori wants to look around and see all this stuff. I'm like, what do we need? Let's get it and let's go. I will get it faster than you. Just give me the list. But when God asks you something, are you going to do it? Is that going to come out? Are you going to surrender to those things? And then we need to just be in prayer, because sometimes it's a struggle to give up ourselves, to give up our own will and what we think that we need. And do you know what? If we take that to Him in prayer, if we take that to Him and say, God, I want your will. I love you so much. And I want all that you have for me, but I need you to help me in this area. God, help me to surrender to you. God, help me with this thing that I'm having trouble giving up. God, help me to understand ways that I need to change so that I can be more in your will, so that I can surrender to your will in a better way. God, help me. I need you. Ask for his guidance. See, in Romans, it says the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. See, the Spirit of God bears witness with us. He's there. He's our, what is he called? Our helper. He's called a helper, our counselor. As we come to him in prayer, we just say, God, I need your help. Spirit, guide me. Lead me. I want to surrender myself to you. I'm speaking it. I'm gonna do it. God, I need your help understanding what exactly that is and exactly how to do it. So speak it. Do it. Pray it. Surrender to him. Everything that we need is in him. It's because of him. It's through him. And it's for him. Every single thing. As we step into this moment of prayer and fasting, and if you haven't, you know, signed up to be a part, we're sending out emails and all this stuff. I'm sure we'll talk about this, but why don't you do? You don't have to, you know, you need to do what God is asking you to do in surrender and in this fast. For many, that'll be a juice fast, fasting, not eating, or doing any of that stuff. Maybe you can't do that, but ask God what it is that he's wanting you to do to help you lay down your flesh and bring yourself closer to him. Let's take this moment and surrender to what he has for us. Amen? Would you stand with me?
Thanks for listening today. We pray this message encourages you. If you have any questions or you'd like to learn more about us as a church, you can always visit us online by going to lifechurchstl.com.